Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our super short episode where we break down what's going on in business and marketing and life. And then we still have our Ask Us Anything later in the week and our Big Tips episode at the end of the week. So what's going on this week? Well, the big thing going on is Meta's release of Edit. So Meta, they own Instagram, they own Facebook, they own WhatsApp, they own the planet. They released Edit, which is a new standalone app. And this is an app where you can go on and create content. Doesn't matter if you're a small brand, big brand, whatever. If you haven't messed around with the new app Edits, you're missing out. It's 100% free. I've messed around with this thing. It is pretty awesome to create really good content to share on not just Instagram. That's what people don't understand about Edits. They think it's only for creating stuff on Instagram, but it's not. You can create TikTok stuff, YouTube Shorts, you name it. And it is surging in popularity. It got downloaded over 700,000 times in just the first 48 hours. And now it's number one on the apps charts overall with well over, I think, 7 million downloads or something like that. So if you haven't messed around with Edits, that'd be numero uno on my list this week to be checking out. Because if you're in marketing, this Edits app, it has features on it that you just won't find anywhere else. And the cool thing about it is that you can make stuff with no watermarks on it, on your videos and everything. So it looks pretty slick for whatever it is that you're doing. Now, the other really wild thing that we saw this week, some new data from Contrast.io and World Data Research, is that on demand, the availability of on demand for things like webinars is actually shrinking, which I'm very happy about. On demand in general, I think, is ruining marketing. So we all know what on demand is. You sign up for a webinar, you don't attend the webinar, and then whoever puts the webinar on sends you the on demand link. And the same thing for a virtual event or a virtual conference or whatever. And we've all come to just assume that we're going to get these on demand links. Well, good news in my opinion. Now, only 63% of webinars are available on demand. And this is down from 24 months ago, where data was showing that over 80% of webinars were available for on-demand. Why would brands be making on-demand less available? Well, here's one wild stat from World Data Research. Attendees that show up live to a webinar or a virtual event go into pipeline for whatever that product is that's being promoted or service at a 400% higher clip than those that watch on-demand, because they're giving up their time and they're actually watching the thing. If you can get people to show up live for whatever it is that you're doing, they will convert your customers at a much higher rate. And ultimately, isn't that what we're doing? Yes, you want to be a thought leader in your category. And you're like, but it's not fair. Everybody needs to be able to see it. That's not true. Okay, you're putting out content. You have an ultimate plan, a go-to-market strategy. So just making everything available on demand, people have to show up if they want to get involved with what you're doing. So I'm glad that we're down from 80% down to only 63%. I think that's a big deal. Another interesting thing that we saw this week from Zoom Events show that over 65% of webinars and virtual events are now making live only content available to boost show up rates. And I think that's very cool. And if you're not doing this, you need to be doing this, where you are promoting certain components of your content as live only. We're going to have a live only question and answer. We're going to have a live only bundle for whatever content package. You need to have some live only stuff. So there's a reason for people to show up live. It's really, really important. And look, you even see it in our regular lives. Look at what Apple and Netflix are doing. Netflix is moving more and more to different types of live shows. They're doing a ton of those. And Apple, right, they're not just releasing all of their shows all at once when they have a new season of something. You know, Our Friends and Neighbor, which is their new number one show with Jon Hamm, they're releasing basically one episode a week as if it was back in the 1980s. Right. And, you know, they release one episode of Cheers and then you wait till the next week like a regular human being. Anyway, I'm very pro all of this. So the other really nonsense stupidity going on this week, and I don't know if you've seen this, and of course my kids tortured me with this. I have teenage kids. The hottest trend on TikTok right now is the I'm so hungry challenge. Have you seen this nonsense? It was now highlighted on Good Morning America, and the people that are putting the videos on TikTok are getting well over 10 million views. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can actually go on TikTok and just look up the hashtag I'm so hungry challenge or I'm so hungry I could eat. But what's going on, and it's everywhere, is that kids are walking into rooms, like teenagers, like my kids. They walk into a room and they have the video camera on. I didn't know they had the video camera on. And they walk up to, let's say, their friend or their parent. Anybody who doesn't have to be teenagers, just whatever. And so they walk in the room and they just announce, I'm so hungry, I could eat. And then they mention the most random person that you could possibly imagine. So my wife and my daughter walk into the room and they were both in on it. I was on the couch. And my daughter goes, I am so hungry, I could eat Steve Martyr. And by the way, Steve, wherever you are out there, if you hear this, you're going to die laughing. I haven't spoken to Steve in a long time, but I hope you're doing well. So Steve is a buddy of mine from college that, look, I lost contact with. I don't really talk to him. And it's super random for my daughter to all of a sudden, out of nowhere, go, I'm so hungry, I could eat Steve Martyr. And she said it. And I go, what? What the hell did you just say? And it's the most random thing. So that's the challenge. You say, I'm so hungry, I could eat. And you insert like the most random human being in that person's life. So they're like, what just came out of your mouth? And the videos on TikTok are actually hilarious. Like I watched one after another, and I lost my mind cracking up. So you should check it out, the I'm so hungry challenge. And I dropped so many F-bombs when my daughter and my wife did that to me because I was like, what is going on? I had no idea. Anyway, definitely the least, most ridiculous thing you're going to hear about all week, but that is what's trending right now. Listen, I appreciate you being here. And if you don't mind, leave this a review. It helps to circulate the show if you don't hate it. If you hate it, I can still leave a review, but that would be awkward and weird. And yeah, make it a great week. Later.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. GuruEvents.com. Check it out.